Oh, hello, Ron Paul?
Excuse me?
Is this Ron?
Rod.
Oh, Rod Paul. I'm sorry. This is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, yeah, sure.
On the Navigator. Yep.
Yep.
So I just wanted to apologize for that, the mark I left inside the trunk.
Yeah.
I opened up the back and I was setting up some equipment inside. And as I was loading in, one of the metal stills, it just kind of scratched the top part of the trunk, the back piece, you know.
Of my car?
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Well, when did you do this?
You know, it was like was it yesterday? I don't know.
What, at my business?
Yeah, I opened up your car.
Are you with Belt?
Huh?
Are you with Belt?
Oh, no, I'm just, my name is Roy. I'm an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur?
Yeah, I was,
That's good.
I was,
So you were how did you come to use my car?
Oh, well, it was just sitting there, nobody was driving it, and I just thought I could set up my equipment inside the trunk area.
Uh-huh.
I was making a moonshine. I set up a moonshine still.
You're kidding me now. Is this a joke of some kind?
No, not at all. I'm gonna go.
You did this without permission?
Well, I don't want Roscoe to catch me. So it's just moonshine. It's not like meth or anything. It's not dangerous. It's a very simple, basic thing. But yeah, I built a moonshine still inside your trunk.
That's the most outrageous story I've ever heard.
That's not that outrageous. It's just a moonshine still. I don't even drink it. I use it to power my car, the General Lee.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's pretty presumptuous to do something like that without permission. It's just sitting there. You say it was just sitting there, but
nobody's using
it. Without asking?
Well, yeah. I mean, what's the big deal?
What's the big deal? If I knew who you were, I'd call the police.
What? No, why? No. I don't think moonshine's even illegal to make, is it?
I don't care about the moonshine. I'm talking about the act itself.
Yeah, but it's not like I took anything.
You would come on private property and use my vehicle without permission.
But this is
inexcusable.
This is
going far enough.
Okay, well,
I wouldn't do it again.
Oh, I won't. And, it's just, you know, I put holes on the inside of the trunk because I had to mount some brackets up there to hold the still in place. Because I didn't want to fall over when you're driving around.
Okay, I'd appreciate it if you didn't call me again.
Okay, and hey, wait, you know what, sir? Ron Paul? Sir? Hello? I mean Rod Paul, excuse me. Sir, hello? I had an important last thing to tell you. Hello? Ron Paul? Hello? I have one last thing. Forgot to hang up his phone. This seems to happen a lot. I think I break their minds, I guess, and then they just they forget to turn off their phone. Their minds are too preoccupied about moonshine stills and Roscoe P. Coltrane, Boss Hogg, and the General Lee, and Uncle Jesse, and Daisy. He's got all that on his mind. He can't remember to shut off his phone. Hello, Ron? I mean Rod? Or is it Rob? Anyway, okay, I'm hanging up, Ron Paul. Ron Paul, 2012, bye.